Good evening, guys. At 9:45 p.m. Sydney. Off the cuff audio boo. It's been heavily requested by my followers. Mentions going off the scale. No, just Rocket Runner, my trusty follower. I should just have one follower, really. Obviously, I've been flying out what I think is, you know, Twitter gold. Regards to my hashtag deportation drama, which I found myself in last night for 5 hours entering Sydney Airport. Quality material for even if you don't give a fuck, even for fair weather followers who don't even know who I am, which is happening a lot actually. I'm getting tweets popping up from nowhere. Someone's online, they see a tweet. Where are you now? Question mark. Have a look at my timeline. It's easier than asking that. And, you know, you don't need a hashtag glossary. It's not that complex. If you follow, it's easy enough. So as I'm talking about hashtags, I'll just, this weekend, well, the last few things I'm talking about, it's Friday, tomorrow, so not the weekend at all. From, you know, Sunday to yesterday, I made my hashtag odd uncle maiden visit to see some of my nieces a bit late in the day. That they're 6 and 4 respectively. Obviously quite an odd intro. Awkward hugs, affection, which, you know, all right. Anyway, I have tweeted about it. So again, backtrack. Few mugshots, few pictures, went to a zoo, etc., etc. Obviously, it was two birds with one stone, continuing the animal theme. The reason for it was a hashtag visa run exit, which is been known to be done. You know, people here, you're on an ETA, which means you pop out of the country every 3 months and then come back. You know, I'm not the first to do it. So I was doing that and also seeing my niece's stroke sister, who reside in Auckland. New Zealand means nothing to me. Lord of the Rings, whatever. Miles away. I'm very similar to Carl Pilkington. You know, he's made a packet. I'm no dissimilar to the guy, very honest. It'd have been okay a few years back. I don't like bungee jumping. I don't like extreme sports. Don't like rapids. I just stayed put in Auckland. The weather was kind, and that was it, really. Some deep, deep family stuff, family chat, long overdue with my sister. Anyway, I'm going off the points. Anyway, obviously, last night was my return. Delayed flight from Auckland, 2 hours. Flight time, 3 hours, no tailwind. Landed, queuing customs for an hour. Hit the desk. Oh, Mr. Quick Dig. Obviously, I won't give my name away. Oh, Mr. Quick Dig, would you step aside, please? Okay. Chat to a guy. Take a seat. My iPhone is seized off me. You can imagine the panic across my face. Oh, my God, what's on the Safari? What was my last email? Oh, my God. Obviously, under Section 2, 4, whatever, they can take phones. Brilliant. So they've got that for 4 hours. You know, I say hello to him at 7:30, you know, this goes on till 1 o'clock in the morning. So hashtag deportation drama ensues. Quiz to death, loads of stuff printed out from my phone for reasons that I can't explain due to the nature of it and also what's going on in my life behind my bravado tweeting. There was an 11th hour turnaround. I had one foot on the plane home, pretty much. I was going to be deported, put overnight in detention, and sent on a plane first thing. Now, that aggressive nature to getting out of Australia would have, you know, camel's back. That was it, really. Anyway, I'm here to tell the tale, and I'm tweeting about it. So I've got about 10 seconds left. So thanks to Rocket Runner, I've done this. Please get involved. This is, you know, it's better than some, the sun is shining tweets that I'm having to put up with.